weiter zu.
So as always, let's just begin by becoming aware of our bodies. Notice how you find yourself this morning. Notice your body's contact with the chair. Your skin's contact with your clothes and the air. As you enter into the experience of touching and being touched. Notice your breath moving your body. That simplest of contemplations. Notice breath entering, notice breath leaving. Notice the movement of abdomen and chest as the breath comes and goes. Locating yourselves in your bodies, in your immediate experience. Opening into your senses. Feeling the three-dimensionality of your body. Opening into the sense of hearing the sound of my voice, hearing other sounds in and outside the room. Letting hearing combine with touching as you deepen your sense of presence. Touching and hearing. Opening into the sense of seeing. Letting seeing combine with hearing and touching as you deepen your sense of presence. If your eyes are open, the images will be clear. If your eyes are closed, they may be less clear, or they may be images from inner vision. Just allowing seeing and letting seeing combine with hearing and touching as you deepen your sense of presence. Breathing in, including the sense of smell. Smelling the moment, smelling experience. I think smelling come together with seeing, hearing, and touching as you deepen your sense of presence. Paying attention to your mouth and your tongue, including the sense of taste, that most primitive and immediate of senses. Letting tasting combine with smelling, seeing, hearing, and touching as you deepen your sense of presence. Noticing your sense of balance. Noticing your sense of pleasure and pain. A sense of temperature. A sense of proprioception, a sense of your body in space. Letting these global senses support the specialized senses. As you deepen your sense of presence. Feel the mystery of the body, this mysterious present form. That reaches out through multiple senses to connect us to the inner and outer universes. Feel the body as the bridge, feel the body as the anchor. Now together, let us do the Kabbalistic cross. Placing your dominant hand upon your forehead, we say Ate. Ate. Bring the light right down the body into the earth, we say Malkut. The right shoulder where there's the sphere of a brilliant red light. We say Vegevura. Vegevura. Bringing the light across to the left shoulder where there's the brilliant blue sphere. We say Vegedula. Vegedula. To the heart and the inner sun, we say Leolam Amen. Leolam. Amen. Again. Ade. Malrut. Vegevura. Vegedula Leolam Amen. One last time. Ade Malrut Vegevura Vegedula Leolam Amen. Be aware of the central axis of the body. As we establish and build the middle pillar. Mm. Above your head, contemplate the sphere of diamond white light, Keter the crown. And here we chant E'aye, I will be. E'aye. Pillar of light descending out of Keter, coming to the level of the throat, where it becomes the incandescent violet-grey sphere of Da'at, the sphere of mystery. And here we chant the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohim, I will create. Yud Heh Vav Heh Elohim. 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 Feel the pillar of light descending out of Da'at, down to the level of the heart, where it becomes the inner sun of Tiferet. There is the relationship between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, as we deepen the middle pillar. Here in the central point of balance and equilibrium, we chant together Yud Heh Vav Heh Eloah Vadat, the God that is known, my God. Yud Heh Vav Heh Eloah Vadat. 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 Out of the center of Tiferet, see the pillar of light descending into the pelvis, where it becomes the moon sphere of Yesod, shining with silvers and greens and blues. And here we chant together Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai. 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 Now letting the pillar descend into the earth just beneath us, to become the sphere of Malchut, the sphere of deep black light with rainbow shimmers, the magnetic center, the anchor and earthing point. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Haaretz, 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 Adonai Haaretz. Feel the spheres of the middle pillar. Feel the magnetic earthing power of Malchut. Feel the overflowing vitality of Yesod. Feel the radiant harmony of Tiferet. The mysterious expressiveness of the art, and the still fire of Keter. Now we turn to the circulation of the light. Breathing in, bring your attention into Keter. As you breathe out, let the light cascade on the front of the body to Malchut. As you breathe in again, bring the light up the back of the body to Keter. And as you breathe out, send the light down the front of the body. Do this for about 6 cycles. When you complete the cycle, just rest for a moment in the middle pillow. And then the second exercise, breathe in, focus on Ketta. As you breathe out, send the light down the left side of your body to Malkut. As you breathe in, bring the light back up the right side of your body to Ketta. And then continue this for about 6 times. Coming to the third exercise, as you breathe in and breathe out, center your attention in Malkut. As you breathe in, spiral the light anti-clockwise up the body to Ketta. As you breathe out, send the light down the center of the spine, back down into Malkut. Again, doing this about 6 times. And now coming to the fountain exercise. As you breathe in and breathe out, center yourself in Malkut. As you breathe in, let the light ascend to Keter. As you breathe out, fountain the light around your aura. As you breathe in and out again, gather the light in Malkut. And then at the out-breath, bring it up to Keter. And then the in-breath, bring it up to Keter. On the out-breath, cascade the light through your aura. Again, doing this about 6 times. Now letting your attention move in and down into the body as you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the symbol of the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and unfold therefrom from latent stress to potent image, the symbol of of the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Feel the sanctuary taking shape around you. Feel the mystery of the cube and the sphere. And gradually what takes shape is a domed chamber with a pool and a blue lotus at its center. With the four holy living creatures at each of the four quarters, you stand before an altar with Yud-He Shin-Vav-He inscribed upon it. And at the center of the altar is the triple red flame of the Shin. And above you in the dome is a Shin of pure white light. Rest your hands upon the altar and contemplate the sanctuary. Yud-He Shin-Vav-He. Yud-He Shin-Vav-He. Shin-Vav-He. Yud-He Shin-Vav-He. Yud-He Shin-Vav-He. Yud-He Shin-Vav-He. Yud-He Shin-Vav-He. Yud-He Shin. Yud-He Shin-Vav-He. Yud-He Shin-Vav-He. Yud-He Shin-Vav-He. Yud-He Shin-Vav-He. Contemplate your sanctuary. Notice how it is for you this day. Accepting and trusting whatever you find, for this is your sanctuary, your inner place, your mirror. When you are ready, find the entrance to the duet, the stairway leading down into the crypt, and let yourself descend this, noticing how it presents itself to you today. Step by step, descending until you come to the threshold door. Noticing the two serpents on either side of the door, and the image of the winged sun with a raised uraeus on the lintel stone. Feel the threshold moment, and then the moment of stepping forward. As you step into the duet, you once again find yourself stepping in and through the statue of Paddy Aminope, as he offers himself as a living bridge between now and then. And once again, you find yourself in the open sun court, feeling the fierce sun of Egypt beating down, and seeing the colorful frescoes on the walls representing the life and the experiences of Paddy Aminope. There's the smell of the blue lotus on the air. Smell of gratitude and of offering to the beloved dead. Pause for a moment here and remember the dead at peace. And align yourself with that whole current of human life. The thread of the ancestors of blood and spirits that lead us to this moment. And coming to the doorway of the second court. Here again we find the image of Anubis leading Padi Aminope by the hands. And as we become aware of it, Anubis steps forward to us and offers us his hand. And if we take it, we are led through the covered courts with its images of the opening of the mouth and the preservation of the body. Before stepping into the third court, the smaller place which yet seems infinite, and the stairway that leads to the living image of Osiris, the seat of the eye, held by the goddesses Isis and Nephthys, the two sisters, the Dark Lady and the Bright Lady. The Dark Lady and the Bright Lady holding the dying, dead god who is immortal and can never die, creating the triad of fusion. So ascending the stairway, moving backwards, inwards, into the place of the primary ternary, the primary triangle, into the sense of Asa, Aset, and Nephthys, being held within this triangular formation, noticing the fusion of opposites, and then finding ourselves in great stillness. Finding ourselves surrounded by deep waters. These are the waters of the Nun. These are the waters of the beginning. Let yourself rest within the waters. Let them refresh you.